Well, it's pretty strange that in New South Wales, the Sydney Kings seem to get all the attention. Of course, they were terrible last year, and the Illawarra Hawks always play well above their weight. Well, that's my opinion. Let's find out from the coach themselves, because tonight it's the Illawarra Hawks. They are the hot favourites against the Sydney Kings, and their coach, Rob Beveridge, joins us on the line. G'day, Rob.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you often feel about, you know, like the forgotten little brother?
Oh, yeah. We like that, though. We like to play it up a fair bit. And, you know, it's always us little guys down in the Gong versus the big smoke. So, yeah, it's we like to play on that. But, the big C teams are always well-resourced, and the country teams aren't so much. So it's always a great rivalry between us and the Kings.
Well, you're always doing good things down there, mate. You've had a good start to the season.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, I was surprised how well we actually went. What I'm finding is that anybody on any day will beat anyone. And we were actually down by a point at half time. We had a pretty horrible second quarter, or more the point. They played exceptionally well and kicked our butts. And but we just came out in the second half and blew them out of the water. And it was a pretty exciting game. And we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Whatever you did in the second half last week, mate, you should start with that against the Kings tonight. Ben, going inside and your big men must have been very, very good, and they need to perform again tonight.
Yeah, we've recruited quite a big team this year. Last year we lost the semi-finals, and where we just got beat up. We were just physically manhandled, and so I went with the approach of can't beat them, join them type of attitude. There's a lot of big players that, we're huge. We're very physical, and we've got some great shooters, so we're very, very well balanced this year.
Rob, how do you take on the Sydney Kings? A bit of a new-look side. Obviously, Gazy is the coach. You've got Josh Powell, who'll be starting, an NBA champion.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I'm not too worried about what they're doing. It's hard for Andrew. It's the first year as a coach, and he's trying to establish himself and with a new team. It's always difficult when it's just brand new. We've been together second year now for the majority of the players in the team, and so we just have to make sure that we really implement our style of game and put as much pressure on Andrew, the players, and Andrew as well as the coach. And we're going to get up and down. We're going to get lots of shots up. We're going to play high entertaining basketball, and hopefully that's good enough to win.
Well, that sounds terrific for fans that are going to be keeping an eye on this one. Rob, also the guy who was inspirational for you last year, Kevin Leash, has actually turned his back on you guys. He's gone to the Sydney Kings. Have your big men got something in store for him?
I think all 11 players do. Yeah, probably spoke to his mother-in-law and told him, look, don't take it personal if we get after Kev tonight. And we've got an enormous amount of respect for him. He's the best player in the league. I've coached him for possibly 6 years, and he's like a son. And for him to leave the club was pretty tough. But we only want the best for Kev, and it's a great situation for him in Sydney at the moment. But when he steps over that line tonight, we're going to get after him. There's no question about it. Make it as difficult as possible.
And Rob, we've got this American import has arrived. He looks well credentialed, as they often do. Josh Powell, he's played in about 25 different countries. How many minutes do you think? Well, how much do you know about him? How good is he, and what sort of impact do you think he'll have tonight?
Yeah, I think anybody that's played in the league, in the NBA for 350 games, I think it is, and the championships, obviously, he's pretty well credentialed. But the way I see it is, again, he got here 2 days ago. He's just got off the plane. He's maybe had one training session with the team. So I do definitely know he's a very good rebounder and a pretty strong guy. But, we're just going to run him up and down the floor, and hopefully he's still a little bit jet-lagged, and tire him out pretty quick.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We love these derbies. This is another New South Wales derby. We'll be watching it, mate. Good luck, Rob. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.